Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 72 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will be speaking about evidence-based interventions for autistic children. Autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder which affects children as young as 18 months of age or even younger. Not all parents can spot the signs of autism as many of them are not aware of autism. If you see any of the red flags for autism in your child, such as loss of any verbal speech, skill regression, toe walking, hand flapping, not responding to their name, lack of joint attention, not playing with toys, prefers to be alone, then you shouldn't use a wait and see approach, thinking your child is delayed in achieving these milestones. You should contact a developmental pediatrician or a psychologist right away with your concerns. They can assess your child and see if they have autism, so your child can get a formal diagnosis. Autism is a spectrum disorder, which means not all signs of autism will be present in all kids. Secondly, if your child is diagnosed autistic, then early intervention is of crucial importance for your child. It helps to improve your child's language skills, social skills, communication skills, play skills, which typically growing children acquire naturally. But kids on the spectrum struggle to acquire these skills because they struggle with imitation. That's the way most of the children learn. It can change their learning trajectory and help in their overall development. Children who are provided early intervention have better outcome. There are many interventions for autism. Many are evidence-based, while many are not. ABA, which stands for Applied Behavior Analysis, is an evidence-based gold standard treatment for autism. It helps in children's development through various domains. It helps children develop receptive skills, social skills, play skills, self-help skills, imitation skills, fine and gross motor skills, academic skills. ABA programs use data to drive decision-making and treatment goals. It is individualized to every child. It is evidence-based. Reinforcement comes after the child engages in a positive behavior or the target behavior, which increases the likelihood of that behavior happening again in the future. ABA also focuses on reducing challenging behaviors by doing a FBA, which stands for Functional Behavior Assessment, to assess the functions of the behavior. Then a replacement behavior, which provides the same function, is taught to the child. It is individualized and it can be done in all settings. It is not done only at the table. It can help your child in learning new skills, developing independence, and reduction of challenging behaviors. The next therapy, which is critically important for children on the spectrum, is occupational therapy. Majority of the children on the spectrum struggle with sensory processing, fine motor challenges, gross motor challenges, hand-eye coordination, struggle with daily self-help and hygiene skills, writing, dressing, social skills, feeding skills, struggles with independence. So occupational therapy can focus on addressing all these goals. The therapist uses the sensory room, so the child can engage in movement activities like jumping on the trampoline, different swings, sensory items. They work on executive functioning skills. Also, they work on tabletop skills. Occupational therapists also work on self-regulation by using different programs. They also help in addressing academic skills like handwriting. The next therapy, which is important for children on the spectrum, is speech therapy. It helps the children to understand verbal and non-verbal communication. They work on playing with kids, teach skills that way. Many children on the spectrum are non-verbal, so there are speech therapists who work on implementing AAC devices to the children. AAC stands for Alternative and Augmentative Communication. They work on imitation, following directions, turn-taking, play skills, academic skills, requesting joint attention. So I hope you found today's episode helpful. If you found this episode helpful, go back and listen to all the past episodes and leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts, Good Pods or Spotify. And this way my podcast can reach more autism parents. Thank you. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.